At Hearts Police Intel, 45 arrests so far in Hertfordshire connected to the disorder last week. At Hearts Police, latest news, missing girls found safe and well. Just two recent posts from police in Hertfordshire as they use Twitter to speak to more than 6,000 followers.
I'm Jen Pulley from at Stevenage Police. We wanted to engage with more people. We realised that people weren't coming to the traditional surgeries that we run. And this seemed a way that we could engage people in more modern ways. They wouldn't have to leave their home to actually make contact with us. There's been a couple of occasions that we've put out CCTV images of suspects, and people have sent us the name of who they are, and we've been able to arrest them as a direct result of what they've told us. Twitter's been really good during the disorder in London because it was a way that we could reassure people straight away in real time that actually there wasn't any disorder in Stevenage. So a lot of residents were frightened that it would come here, but thankfully it didn't.
Thousands more people started following Hertfordshire Police as riots spread across the country last week.
I'm Emma Cowie, Senior Press and PR Officer, Lead for Social Media at Hearts Police. We've had a forced Twitter page for about a year, but more recently we've started working with our local neighbourhood teams, encourage them to tweet and let their local communities know what they've been up to. So we've now got about 15 accounts.
Last month, the hashtag or topic Watford Bomb started trending on Twitter during a siege at a bank. Emma says it didn't give out the wrong message.
We adopted that hashtag, so it was created by users. And I think as a police force, you know, we can't necessarily just create our own language. We've got a duty to engage with people in the way that they want to be communicated. So we actually started using that the quickest way of getting the message out to those people that were obviously concerned about it. We could have created our own hashtag, but not as many people would have seen it. So I think it's about engaging with people in the way that they want to be engaged with. You know, we were very clear that it hadn't been confirmed as a bomb at that time, and I can understand why the use of the hashtag could have seemed slightly ironic, but it was just our way of getting the message out to as many people as possible.
But it's not just Twitter they're using. Police in Stevenage have also started virtual meetings.
www.policevirtualmeeting.net. Hello, my name's PC Halpalmer from Stevenage Police. I'm a neighbourhood officer for Chelsea Manor locality in Stevenage. It's an online surgery that allows members of Chelsea Manor, and now it's been broadened out to Stevenage, to engage with the police so they don't have to leave their home. They can do it from their computer now. On the last one, where we had 46 readers in total, they were asking everything from police station opening times through to giving us intelligence on antisocial behaviour, who's been involved where, and some information on people that are driving incorrectly.
There'll be a virtual meeting next Wednesday evening, and the police say for people not online, there will still be chance to meet officers in your community. @Jessica_Cooper, reporting for @BBC3CR.